Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for our gathering. We thank you for your spirit. We ask for wisdom and understanding. We pray that you lead us into all truth. You help us to understand the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving. And all of us say amen. Beautiful, beautiful. Sit down. So, last week, we started talking about, Christmas, I told you that the Christmas message you have heard or you are hearing, there are bits and pieces of it that you are hearing from your teachers, sometimes at school and sometimes also at church. All right, and it is what your teachers were told. It's not necessarily what they read from the Bible, but it's what they were told. That's what they also teach you, okay? But I think that it has become very important for us to actually get it from the Bible. Let's see what the Bible also says, all right? And I think that what the Bible says is the best. What do you think? What the Bible is saying is the best. And last week, we learned about Joseph and the fact that Joseph played a significant role when it comes to Christmas, okay? You must know the people that make up the Christmas story. Otherwise, one day you tell people that, Panuel, sit down. Sit on the chair and listen to the word of God. Okay, one day you tell people that, some girl B was pregnant and he gave birth to a certain boy. Some bizarre story. If we don't take care, all right, Kofi, sit in front here. All right, so I've actually taken my time, all right, so that we learn real about the Christmas story, and then we know what is there. Do you understand what I'm saying, Grace? Hey, Dorcas, come and sit here. No, Kofi, should be that way. Otherwise, when we bring it for it, when dancing starts as dance, there's space for them. So last week it was the spotlight was on Joseph. Today we want to look at somebody who also played a significant role, but we don't mention the person's name. Even the person's name we don't even know. Alright. Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Alright. So Caesar Augustus was the emperor. An emperor was a king. So he gave a command that the whole world should be taxed. You see, and that's what the Bible is saying. That all the world should be taxed. And you see, the reason for taxing the whole world is that, look at my face. The reason for taxing the whole world is that it's for political gain. Okay, so the more people that are tasked, the more money you get. Do you understand? If instead of, let's say, tasking people in Africa, how much will you get compared to tasking everybody in the world? So you are likely to get more income. You know what is income? More money. Okay? Because this Caesar Augustus guy, he is a politician. So when the world is tasked, okay, so you'll be hearing in the news that people don't pay tax. You see, so the country runs on the tax people pay. So if you don't pay tax, that's what they say, we go and borrow. You've been hearing some say, some partners have brought money, we are going to IMF because the money doesn't catch us. Do you understand? So in your house, the task that actually comes is the money your father brings and the money your mother brings. When we put it together, if we are spending more than what your parents are bringing, then your parents are forced to go and borrow from some uncle or to go and borrow from the bank. Okay? But if what we are bringing is able to sustain the house, then they are able to get some to actually save. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So if you are tasking the whole world, okay, if you are testing the whole world, how many continents do we have? We have 7 continents. What are the 7 continents? We have Africa. We have Europe. Northward. We have South America. North America. We have Australia. And then we have what? Asia. And then Antarctica. All right. So if we are testing the whole, Antarctica is a place that I think nobody really lives there. So when we are testing the whole world, it means that all these people are going to be part of the tasking. So a lot of money is going to come. Now, verse 2 says that in this tasking was first made by Cyrenius, okay, who was the governor of Syria, and all went out to be tasked, everyone into his own city. So for the tasking to be made well, for everybody to be tasked well, we count you, we task you. So how do we do it? Everybody go to your hometown. Do you understand? You go to your hometown. Grace, where is your hometown? Eh? Say it again.
At Swedro.
No, I can't hear it well. Swedro, the one here. Not Switzerland, Swedro. Okay, so you go to Swedro. Adipa, where is your hometown? Manpontin. You go to Manpontin. Mamiya, where is your hometown? You don't know your hometown. Your hometown is Accra. Cape Coast. Duli, where is your hometown? Ashanti region is a region. Come and sit here. Come and sit here. So I will see your beautiful face. Your hometown is where? Where's your sister? Did he come today? Fire will burn here. So everybody will go to the hometown to be tasked. So we count you. So all the people from Manpontin, go to Manpontin. They will count you over there. Then we task you. All the people from Swedro, you and Kezia and Kofi, then your father, your mother too will move. So now, why will your mother move with your father? Because your mother is married to your father. So now they become one flesh. So they will move to that place to be tasked. Are you understanding the whole thing? Okay. So verse 3 says that, and all went out to be tasked, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto a city of David, which is called Bethlehem. Hey, are you understanding the whole thing? Okay, so let me read this same thing from NLT, and maybe we can get it. The people who are doing our screen, they are not in it. This screen, they say screen. We're going to buy a screen. We bought a screen, so we can't get people to project for us. Okay, so let me read it in NLT. Okay, so NLT says that, verse 3, it says that all returned to their own towns to register for this census. Okay, and because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth into Galilee. Let's see what how do you call it, Message Bible. It says, so Joseph went from the Galilean town of Nazareth up to Bethlehem in Judea, David's town, for the census. As a descendant of David, he had to go there. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So, if you are going to Ashanti region, okay, if you get to Ashanti region, we have, what are the towns in Ashanti region? We have Bantama. Bantama is a big place. Asokwa is a big place. Where? Obuasi is also a big place. Which part of Ashanti region are you coming from, Julie? Mampontu is also a big place. So when you get to Asokwa or Mampontu or these big towns, there are smaller villages under them. Are you getting it? So is that village, that's where you are coming from. So the village where Joseph is actually coming from is called the Bethlehem. Are you understanding the story? Yes. So it says that, and because Joseph was a descendant of King David, okay, because you are a descendant of Otikoko Nanaso, Otikoko Sonana. Hey, Charlie, that sounds like I'm mentioning the thing well. Otikoko Sonana, what does it mean? What is Otikoko Sonana? But you are able to say it, you don't know what it is. Yeah, so because you are a descendant, so as Osei Tutu, he is what? Osei Tutu, the what? Second or? Second. So because you are his descendant, okay, so you have to travel to Osaikro, which is the Ashanti region. Okay, so now when you get to Ashanti region, now we find that Ashanti region is the big place. You have entered the region. Now, which of the place? Mampontu. If we go to Mampontu right now, there's some village being Mampontu that you are coming from. As you are sitting down here, your face is looking bright. That's one from village B. So you go to that village. That's where your father is coming from. The same place, the same thing when he also comes to Joseph. As he has moved to Galilee, Nazareth, the Judea, he ended up in Bethlehem. Bethlehem is where the action is. That's the hometown where we have to count you. Verse 4 says that he took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was obviously pregnant by this time. You remember last week we said Mary was pregnant. He came to tell Joseph, and Joseph said, no, the way things are looking, no, he has to break up that. Then Joseph has some dream. Some angel be appeared to Joseph. Very good. Now Joseph has accepted that this girl, she's my wife. I'll be with her. Now, as they were there, how many months does it take when somebody gets pregnant before that? What's the gestational period? Do you know gestational period? When somebody gets pregnant, how long does it take for the person to give birth? 9 months. How many of you are opposing the 9 months? How many of you say it's not 9 months? Adipa, how many months? 9 months. Somebody get pregnant, you know it's 9 months. How do you know? You were taught in our world, our people. Okay. That's good. 9 months. Okay. So 9 months is equal to approximately 40 weeks. Okay. Okay. So now, around this time, Joseph has accepted that, okay, Mary is now my... So when they say everybody should go to be counted, he has to go with Mary. How many of you understand the story? So now he and Mary, they have to now go to Nazareth, into Judea, into whatever, and end up in Bethlehem. So they were going. By that time, the pregnancy has come. So around this time, Mary was in the 9th month. Okay. And while they were there, okay, the time came for the baby to be born. Verse 6. Let me read. He said that. So verse 5 says that, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. This is King James. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. Okay. Now, verse 7. I'm gradually getting to where I'm going. Verse 7. Verse 7 says that she gave birth to her first child, a son. Okay. How many of you like your first child to be a son? How many of you like first child? Who has given his mobile phone to this boy? You don't like your mobile phone. Don't come and tell me that my son has bought your mobile phone, though. I won't mind you. He's happy. Rich man, he has phone. Give it to the owner. How many of you want your first child to be a son? Will you want your first child to be a daughter? Why? To help you to do kitchen things. You do what? As she's washing the bowl. You do what? Your family, all the firstborns are girls. They give birth, no, it's girl. First one is a girl. So it will like girl.
Okay.
It's your account day. How many of you want boy? Killer, you want boy? To do what? Why? Why you want boy? You just like boys. You want your first Adipa, you want your first child to be a boy or girl. Else you want your first child to be boy or girl. Boy, why? Because you have your mother's first child is a girl. You want boy. Okay. Whatever you will, God will give it to you. So she wrapped him. No, let me come to verse 17. He said, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And this one said that because there was no room for them in the village inn. Are you there? Now, my concentration, what I want us to learn today is in verse 7. Are you in verse 7? And she brought forth her first son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger. Why was Jesus born in the manger? How many of you, we've all been hearing, there's one Christmas song that talks about the fact that away in the manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus asleep, just lay down on the hay. How many of you were here last week and you heard us that when Jesus was about to be born, an angel appeared to Mary and told Mary that the child that is going to give birth to, that child will be called Jesus, which means the Savior, and you save people from their sins. Now, this Savior they are going to be born. This Savior was born in a manger. Listen. The Savior was born in the... where were you born? In a car. What type of car? Trotro. What? Private car. Clap for the mother. Private car. Where were you born? Police hospital. Even this man, if they give birth to him as police hospital, nobody can come and steal him. Because police people hospital. Clap for the mother. Police hospital. You too, police hospital. All of you, police hospital. Because your mother is a police woman. You, where were you born? Where? Kolebu Teaching Hospital. Look at powerful hospitals in Ghana that you people were born. Kela, where were you born? You don't know. Maybe you are born in a bathhouse. Go and find out. Elsie, where were you born? Clinic. Look at nice clinic. Even this boy, when they were giving birth to him, clinic. Kela was there. That night, Kela didn't sleep because look at him now. He's playing drums. You to clinic. Kathy, you to clinic. Eh? Adipa, where were you born? You can't tell. If Kela doesn't know where she was born, you don't know where you were born. Dorcas, where were you born? You don't know. Go and find out. So let's ask ourselves, why is that? Jesus, this man, you told you I come to save people from their sins? But even you were born in the private car. You, Kofi, were you told that you are a firstborn? Has an angel appeared to your mother that you are going to give birth to a child that will call him Kofi, who is come to save people from their sins? Has your mother told you? Yes, very good. But look at Jesus, the Savior of the world. He was born in a manger. Do you know what is a manger? What's a manger? No, the definition is not correct. The place where we feed animals, the definition is not correct. When you say like that, it doesn't look powerful. What is a manger? Those of you who completed GHS, what's a manger? You just wrote BEC. What's a manger? What's a manger? Well, you don't know that. Kofi, what's a manger? Read.
An open box in a stable designed to hold feed for livestock.
Designed to hold feed. Where we put the animal food, that is a manger. Do you understand? And that's where Jesus was born, where animals, the goats, do you understand? Where we put the food, that box, that's where Jesus was put. That man, he is the Savior of the world. He was born there. You, by the grace of God, nobody gave birth to you even in the village as you are here. So my concern is that how come Jesus end up there? Have you thought about it? No, Jesus, he has gone to the parents. Joseph has gone to the village. Are you saying that if Joseph went to his village, they can't get a place for Joseph to sleep? If you go to your village, won't you get a place to sleep? You get all of us. If we go to our village right now, they'll give you a nice place to sleep. How come Joseph went and nobody gave Joseph a nice place? Even if Joseph doesn't even get a nice place, what of Mary who was pregnant? Let me ask you one question. How many of you know that? If wherever you sleep now, if a pregnant woman arrives in the house and there's no place, how many of you are willing to donate where you sleep to the pregnant woman? Lift, show my hands. Including my, yes, I will donate. If they said, if somebody has come, she's pregnant, and it's like tomorrow morning, baby will come. Or yes, and or she's in pain, they have to deliver, and they say they've delivered, and they say they are looking for a place to put the baby. Fresh baby. How many of you, you give your place?
Else you don't give your place. Hey!
Okay, so if this baby has come with the mother to your house, let's say in the night, and there's no place, and they say your room is the only place available, will you go and join somebody in the room and let them sleep there? You do. Hey! So you are the one we are coming to talk about today. Now, so he said that, and they led him in the manger, and the Bible said, why? The Bible said, because there was no room for them in the inn, the village inn, before the counting was done. Look, the minister of trees and highways have sent people to book hotel. By the time Joseph and Mary got them, all the hotels were booked. Do you understand? Now, listen to the statement very well. He said that because there was no room for them in the... Now, there is difference between there is no room and there is no room for you. Can I say it again? There is difference between there is no food. What is the meaning of there is no food? It means there is no food. What is the meaning of there is no food for you? It means there is food, but it's not for you. That's what I read it again. He said, because there was no room for them in the inn. So the guy in charge of the guest house, when Joseph and Mary got, they said, look, when we look at you people, there's no room here. All the rooms have been booked. Even there's some last room. This room is for the minister of moons and stars. He is yet to come with his people, so there is no room for you. They come everywhere. There is no room for them. Now, let me ask you a question. If you were the room keeper, this, if you were the innkeeper, this innkeeper, and you later discover that the woman you sacked, she was the one who gave birth to the savior of the world, how will you feel? Shall I say it again? The woman you told her that there is no room for them in the inn, that woman, the baby that she came to deliver, she that baby is the one who is come to deliver you, the innkeeper, from your sins. How will you feel? You feel bad. How many of you know that you feel bad? The person you have sacked. Do you understand? Maybe you are going somewhere. You met somebody, the person crossed you, you insulted the person. The way you got there, you saw that the one you are going to look for is the one you insulted some few minutes ago. The same thing happened to this innkeeper. The person I want us to study today is the innkeeper. The innkeeper. Pano, will you stop what you are doing? The innkeeper. The innkeeper is somebody who also played a significant role, and I want us to learn from that innkeeper. Very important. You see, you don't need to know somebody before you show the person kindness. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1 and 2. Bible says that, let brotherly love continue. Verse 2 says that, be not forgetful to entertain strangers. Don't be forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. A certain stranger you don't know, by showing kindness to the person, a lot of people have entertained angels. It is not every stranger who is a witch. It is not every stranger you must sack away. Some strangers are angels in disguise. And when they are coming, they will not write on their forehead that this is an angel, or this is a good person. Or sometimes, somebody you have sacked, somebody you insulted, somebody you humiliated, somebody you embarrassed, is going to be your savior one day. I believe strongly that innkeeper, he would have heard that
woman she sucked and the baby she born, because it was there that the wise men came. How many of you remember the wise men? We'll talk about them. The wise men. How many of you came? They also came to. They said some star bee has come. They were all in the town that day when the news broke out. So the innkeeper would have said, "Hey, the woman that pregnant. If I knew, as Christmas is approaching and even beyond, let us learn to be nice to people you don't know. Is that a good idea?" Be nice to people. Be nice to people. You don't fight people you don't know. You don't even know who you are fighting. You don't even know who you are insulting. Do you understand? Let us be nice to people. He said, "Be not forgetful to entertain strangers." There are strangers all around. Elsie, when you go to school, there are strangers around. Sometimes a certain friend of yours, the father, you don't know who the father is. Do you know all your friends, your parents? You may not know. You don't know who the person is. And some people insult people by heart because you don't even know who you are dealing with. Yeah. You see, like when we come to church on Sundays like this, everybody wears Sundays clothes. You don't know that. You see, until I said it today, you never knew that this boy's father, this boy's mother is a police woman. How many of you have seen the mother before? The mother comes to take them. You will never know. She doesn't wear police uniform. So you never know. So you just see her, no, hey, madam. They just talk by heart. You don't know who the person is. Let's be nice to people, young people. Let's be nice. The innkeeper. I'm sure that day he shout, hey, madam. Maybe they're the same called he dying. They say, "Oh, we beg you. You there, if it is even the kitchen, you see, and because you don't know the person, you shout at the person. Shout, hey. And I think Mary was kneeling down, begging, said, "Please look for a place for me. And sometimes learn to show mercy. Kindness is a seed that you sow. Kindness is a type of seed. When you show kindness to people, it is a seed that you reap. Look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 7. Bible said that blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Anytime you show mercy, you will reap mercy. Anything you want in this life, begin to sow it. Begin to do it for people. When you do it for people, you will also reap the same thing. Blessed are the mercy. When you sow wickedness, when you sow shouting at people, insulting people, not giving to people, gossiping about people, it's a seed. This year is a year of seed time and harvest. Any seed you sow, you will reap. As you are going to secondary school, learn to sow. You see, sometimes, some of the benefit you are reaping now is because of the seed your mother has sown or your father has sown. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. So you too, if you want to reap a certain, some of the seed there, you will reap it yourself. Those of you who did agree. If you plant maize is like 3 months, 4 months, you start chewing maize. If you plant a mango, it will take you years, or coconut. Sometime I was there, a certain man came, he sell some coconut, he's selling that coconut. If I plant her two years, I'll start drinking coconut. I've planted the thing. It's been 3 years now, I've not seen coconut on the thing. I called him, so what's up for 2 weeks, baby? Every day I've been watering that coconut tree. I've not seen coconut baby cry on the thing itself. So there are some of the seed, when you sow it, it takes a long time before you start to reap. Others, to when you sow, you have sowing seed of rebellion. You are insulting your mother right now. You are sowing seed of insulting your mother. It's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. One day, say you to you become a mother, you cry there, you say you want to give birth to a baby girl, firstborn. Allah Akbar, Alhamdulillah. the insult you have insulted your mother, your daughter will pack it. Ha. It's a seed. Kindness is a seed. You understand? And you see, whatever, like I'm saying, whatever you sow, Elsie, whatever you sow, you see, there are people, they say go to school. They don't go to school. They have been chasing lizard. You be chasing lizard and okpo. When your friends are becoming medical doctors and lawyers, you will become a drunkard in the church romit. That's how you term your life to be. Yeah. So learn to sow. Today we are studying about the innkeeper. That guy called the innkeeper. He allowed because of what he didn't do well. That is how come Mary ended in the animal room. Somebody who was supposed to save people from their sin, he was born in the manger. And minister of stones and trees, he came to sleep in the hotel and left. Yeah. Learn to respect people you don't know. It's not everybody you insult. It's not every madman you throw stones at. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. As Christmas is approaching, sometimes you'll be there, somebody will come to your house. Please, is there any council that you people want to travel so that I can eat? Hey, foolish man! Foolish man! That time you are eating jollof, you are satisfied. You don't know what to do. You are insulting people around. You don't know that the person you are insulting is an angel God has sent. And usually, angels, you don't see them like angels. It is this Christmas play and cartoon that made you understand that angels have some wings. Angels, they don't come in wings. Angels, sometimes the angels, they can dress like madmen. An angel can appear like a madman. You never know. Yeah. One day, I heard a story about a certain lady. She was dating a guy, and the guy said that, come, like today, come, I will show you to my parents. Do you understand? I'll show you to my. So the girl bought that car, and then she was coming. As she sat in the throttle, I don't know what happened. They started, some woman came to sit by her, and I don't know whether the woman stepped on her. Yeah, foolish woman. Do you know me? Do you know where I'm going that I've dressed that you are come to step up and you dress the woman down? Short of the story. When she alighted, the house she was entering, the direction the boyfriend gave him to come through, that was the direction the woman also passed. They met in the same house. That woman she was insulting was the boyfriend's mother. Look at Grace. She has put her head on. It's finished. If I were the leader, I'll just say it's okay. I'll just go home. I'll just go home. That's what will you do? What will you do? You see, that time your face will become foolishness. You don't know what to do again. It's not everybody we insult. People have entertained strangers. People, because they entertain strangers, they have also entertained angels. How many of you want angels in your life? An angel. Look, somebody will appear and the person becomes an angel. People have insulted their future husbands. Insulted them. Hey! There was, I don't know, one of these university halls. And they said there's a certain guy there in the hall. They said, look, if you do right now, he will beat you. If you talk, they said, nobody can beat the guy. No, if you do, he will beat you. So one day, that lady was washing downstairs. And this macho man, he drank garri. When he finished, he washed his boat. Then you see, when you are upstairs, sometimes you don't sit down. You just drew the water. Then the water poured on this woman who was washing. When the woman lifted the head, wanted to insult, it was the macho man. And the woman said, oh, please, sorry. She mourned that they poured the water. Please, sorry. thank you so much for pouring the water on me. because if the man will beat you, how do you have heard that this guy, he has been beating everybody and he has poured water on you? It's a blessing. Or you just have to thank him. Thank you so much for pouring water on me. You can pour another one, please. So when the lady said, oh, please, thank you, the man was touched. He said, oh, this girl have been insulting people too. Let me have poured out here. She didn't insult me. Oh, then the gentleman came down. Oh, who are you? So please, I'm just washing. But thank you again for pouring water on me. Then the macho man said, oh, it's okay. Oh, sorry for saying thank you. So you too, thank you for saying sorry. Something like that. Before we could see, no, they exchange telephone numbers. They've got married. Nice marriage. They married, no. But if it were you, say, hey, kwasi abe, no. It's not everything you insult. Do you understand? Your classmate, you don't have to insult your classmate. That classmate that you are insulting, their father is a minister. Do you understand? Now, if you, Grace is your friend, are you sure that if some problem happened that you, police case, you can call the mother. So you talk to your mother that some armed robbers have come to our house. They are in the kitchen. They are eating kinky now. When they finish, before they steal their money, tell your mother to bring the boys to come. Before you see, no, you are sorted out. So it's not everybody you insult, it's not everybody you fight with. So let's learn a lesson, and let's not follow the footstep of the innkeeper. If you can help somebody, help. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If you can help, help. Some of you, some dresses you have worn, the dress doesn't catch you again. You have outgrown the dress. I put it that when I become smaller, you won't become small again. You won't become small. And some shoe be when you were 5 years, the shoe is still there. Nobody's wearing. Said that if you become small, your leg becomes small. Your leg will not be small. Take the shoe and dash it to somebody. Learn to sow seed. Be nice to people. Do you understand what I'm preaching? Be nice. Be nice to people. Do you understand? Yeah. That innkeeper, up to now we don't know the guy's name. His name was innkeeper. That was his name in the Bible. Innkeeper. We can't even write his name. But he was the one that allowed Jesus to be born in the, because he told Mary and Joseph that there is no room for you. This woman, there is no room for you. He says sometimes because of stereotyping. And I before, and I sent before, and I know for, and I die in kind for. So when you meet somebody, even though the person is trying to be nice to you, you know, I before Munyanipa. Hey, me them in pen crying for Munja de Cradudo. Then pass and for, they be a mbedi fufu. Because of stereotyping. Do you understand? It's because of stereotyping that all grandmothers are witches. How many of you have heard it before? Well, there's all the story books. It's about some wicked step. It's wicked stepmother, a witch grandmother. But some of us say it's a grandmother who took care of us. Your parents say, don't be there. It's some grandmother. How many of you grandmother came to stay with you? Are you boy, remind you? When I come, your parents are knowing that it's a grandmother who is there. But today you grow up and say that grandma is a witch. Hey! This grandma will remove your pampers, wash your poopoo, and this woman is a witch. Because of stereotyping. But we never come to that stage in Jesus' name. And stepmother, do you know a stepmother? If a stepmother is when your mother is not around or something, and then your father has gone to marry another woman, has come and is taking care of. Because so all stepmothers are wicked. How many of you have read a storybook about a wicked stepmother? So even when the stepmother comes and she's being nice to you, because they say stepmothers are wicked, hey mommy, this stepmother. Even when the person is treating you well, because of that mindset, you don't like. May we learn to change our ways. I say, may we learn to change our ways. May we never become like the innkeeper. Anytime I read that story, I feel sad for that guy. I feel sad for him. That innkeeper, that hotel, I'm not even sure it's a hotel, crap. I'm sure it's some guest house. Innkeeper. Hotel that is in the village there is not a good hotel. And the guy is the one in charge. We should make you school prefect and we see your character. Some of you are even a cardboard overseer. Hey, people can't find their man's classwork. Cardboard monitor. You are the one that cleaned the board. Hey, somebody's copying homework. Hey, clean the thing. Oh, nonsense. I told you that when teacher write quickly. I copy the note on time. I'm the one that I'm in charge. Blackboard cleaner. Is it a post that you load it over people? Blackboard. Black. No, we don't use black again. They call it starboard. Yeah. That's their name, starboard. You clean all of us are in the class and you are the one that you clean the board. That thing, is it a post? What again? Smart board officer. This is the we change our ways in Jesus' name. Yeah. As you see, and you are going to meet a lot of strangers in your classrooms. But not every stranger is a witch. Hey, this girl, when I look at her eyelashes, they are red. These eyelashes, anytime I rest from a certain story, I say, if your eyelashes are red, means she's a witch. This one is red, she's a wizard craft. Oh! This girl, she comes to school with trotro. She doesn't come with car. Because of that, she's a witch. Is that how people become witch? The one of the people who walk, the one who come with trotro is a witch. Then the one who walk is Satan's cousin. She walks to school. She's Satan's cousin. May we change our lifestyle in Jesus' name. Yeah. You are going to meet a lot of angels as you are on your way, like on the educational calendar. You meet people on the educational ladder. You meet people. Some are bad and some are good. You are going to be meeting them like that. I met people. Look, there were people I met, JHS, who are still my friend. There's a girl. I used to fight with her. She wears glasses like Elsie. That glass, is it medicated? Her wound is like that. If you remove the glass, she can't see well. That in the glass, I broke her wound like 3 times. And the father too was a policeman. The father could come to the school and I had to be beaten. She's the only one I fight with. Hey, we don't see eye to eye. Today, she's a police officer. When she calls me Bishop. Because she has seen that I've also become a human being. I pray with her. Because now we don't fight again. But she's one person. In the whole class, almost all my mates, I can't find them. She's the one that I found. She calls me. We talk. Nice talking and all that. She's one of the few JHS made that I still have contact with. But when we're in school, hey, if she sit here, I sit here. If she sit here, I sit here. We don't meet one. Every day, quarrel. May that innkeeper spirit leave us in Jesus' name. Oh, you are not. I said, may the innkeeper spirit leave us in Jesus' name. Yeah. May we be nice to people. Are you understanding the preaching this morning? May we be nice to be nice. It doesn't take anything to be nice, Kofi. He said, those of you who meet and gossip, that's the innkeeper spirit. Those of you who don't give to people, is the innkeeper spirit. Those of you, when you see new person has come to the church, you don't know the girl has come, no, you are showing me. This girl, she's a sinner. I'm not sure her name is in the book of life. Hey, the book of life is in your house. You know the people whose name are inside. This girl, when I see her, she's smelling. I'm sure she'll go to hell. Hey, somebody is smelling, go to hell. You see, all these things are the innkeeper spirit. And where are you going? Since you brought new shoes to school, to church like this, the boys who are not here to see, the only boy here is your brother and my son, and you go and take and come and sit down. Amen. Are you here with me? Yeah. May we learn Hebrews. Oh, don't forget Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1 and 2. He said, let brotherly love continue. There's something we call brotherly love. You don't fight with people. Some of you siblings in the house, you and your sister, you be fighting. Who asked you to put the sponge? What? How do you fight over sponge? How do you fight over towel? And I'm the one who sitting in front. Hey, car, you sit in front, I sit at the back. You sit at the back, I sit in front. We will all get to the same place at the same time. And I will bath first. When you bath first, what happens? If you bath first, you wait for me to bath second before we can all go. And I will bath first, and I'm the one who took the remote. Remote here, the other day. Useless fighting. May the Lord deliver us. I say, may the Lord deliver us. I say, may the Lord deliver us. In Jesus' name. Yeah. May God deliver us. May God help us. Be not forgetful. Don't forget. Let me read it. Hebrews 10. Let me read it in NLT. The people say don't project. So I'll read it. Hebrews 13, verse 1. He said, continue to love each other with true Christian love. Elsie, true Christian love. Do you know people in your school who don't bring lunch? People don't. Either your school is an international school, they give you lunch in the school. Believe your school is not an international school. So other people don't bring lunch. There's some people they don't bring. They don't bring breakfast and lunch. Which one do you bring from home? Snack. Other people don't bring snack. The school, but some people they can't afford. Or your school, everybody can afford. It's an international. But your school, not everybody can afford. This school is a national school. This one. The one in the bush here is also an international school. And verse 2 says that, don't forget to show hospitality to strangers. Hospitality. Look at the man. He said he wants pure water to drink. Pure water. Who fetched the bulla for him? For some have done this. For some who have done this have entertained angels without realizing it. May you entertain strangers. By so doing, you entertain angels. May you meet an angel in Jesus' name. Yeah. If the innkeeper had taken his time to know that Mary and Joseph, they were not bad people. Do you understand? You must see beyond people. If he had taken his time, would have seen that they were not bad people. May the Lord help us and deliver us from evil and help us to entertain strangers so that we entertain angels in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap for Jesus and stand to your feet. Why are you clapping or you are attempting to? I said clap for Jesus. Yeah. Today is about the innkeeper. This week we'll learn something very important. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much. We pray that, Lord, help us. May we not become like the innkeeper. May you bless our lives and change us. Make us great. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. And everybody shout a bigger amen.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.